Hello, everyone, and welcome to the One Bad Day Songwriting Podcast, the podcast where we discuss the ins and outs of songwriting and have a great time doing it. My name is Eyvindur, or Eyvi, and I'm an Icelandic singer-songwriter. I publish music under the artist's name One Bad Day, and you can find some of my stuff on onebadday.rocks. That's onebadday.rocks, so you can get a couple of my songs for free and check them out. If you like Americana-type music, artists like Nick Cave, Neil Young, Tom Waits especially, then I'm sure you'll get a kick out of some of my stuff. So by all means, check it out. It's time for another short little songwriting inspiration nugget. I like to do this at the start of the week. As you may have heard, if you've listened to a few of these, I'm doing a little challenge for myself to improve my songwriting. I'm writing a song every week for the whole year, so I'm going to write 52 songs, hopefully, this year. I've already messed it up 1 week, but apart from that, I've been good. I've been writing. I don't have, you know, completely finished songs, but I do have very strong ideas for songs that I am going to get done later. You know, and that's the whole idea, you know, is to just every week come up with a strong foundation of a song, and then, you know, I'll sit down and polish them off later. And I think this is a really good way to keep yourself going, and that's why I challenged all of you guys to do this as well. For me, you know, I decided to start at the beginning of 2019. We're almost 1 month in now, so we are 4 weeks in, I guess. So that might be tricky if you're, if you're just starting now, you're a month behind, but that doesn't matter. Just do it. Do it for the rest of the year. Do it for next year as well. Who knows? Just sit down and write every week. That's my challenge to all of you guys. So this week, what I decided to try out is something that I have actually tried out before, and it's a method that really works, I think, and that method is to really constrain yourself, to set yourself like tight constraints when it comes to your songwriting. And in this case, I set myself the goal of writing a song using only one chord. And again, I have done this before. I'm a minimalist in my songwriting for the most part. Most of the time I try to use as little as I can. I don't pile on a lot of different things for no reason. And I've discussed this on the podcast before. You know, I'm a real minimalist, and I love doing this kind of stuff, you know, just writing, you know, I'm only going to use one or two chords or whatever. And, you know, that doesn't mean it has to, you know, you have to adhere to that throughout the whole thing. But, you know, it's a great way to just sit down and have something. You're not starting with a blank page. You know, the blank page syndrome is real, man. It can be horrible with songwriting or any creative endeavor. You know, I mean, I have another business where I blog, and you know, it's like a travel thing, and it's just the worst thing to sit down and, you know, you have to come up with something. You need to write something, and if you start with a blank page, it's horrible. It's just so hard when you don't have anything. And that's why, you know, as I've described before, I tried to have a little database of like lyrics ideas and some music ideas as well. If a melody pops into my head, I'll try to record it on my phone if I possibly can. So I have something to look up. But, you know, the idea for this experiment is to not do that, is to actually expand this database by sitting down to write every single week, you know, on demand. That doesn't mean that I don't think about or write music the rest of the week, but this is just like a set time where I sit down to write. And so this week I sat down and I wrote the beginnings of a song using only one chord, you know. And this, again, you know, you just pick a chord. It can be any chord. And you just start playing. And there you go. There's no blank page anymore. You have your chord. And then you just, you go from there. And I think it's a very, very good way to get started. And this can work with anything. It doesn't have to be a chord. You know, setting yourself these really tight constraints is a great way to do this, to, again, get out of the blank page thing. It could be, you could say, I'm going to start with one line of lyrics. You know, I'm just going to do one line. That's all. There will be no other line. And that doesn't mean that the finished product has to be that way. You know, you can just, you know, if you do this, you can just pick a line. You can take a line out of the newspaper. You can take a line out of a book. You can take a line off a cereal box, even. It doesn't matter. It's just to give you some kind of structure to start from. And then go from there. And if you feel like you need to add something, well, I mean, when you feel like you need to add something, you probably will. Although there are great songs using only one chord. You know, Tom Waits, what's the name of this? The Earth Died Screaming, fantastic song, only one chord. Spoonful, what's that? Is it Willie Dixon? No, it's a Howlin' Wolf. That's just one chord. So, you know, you can certainly do, and, you know, especially in the blues, I guess it's more common than in many other genres. But, you know, you can certainly write fantastic songs using one chord. But, you know, more often than not, you feel like you have to add something along the way, and that is absolutely fine. But the exercise is, you know, can you write a song that sounds interesting using only one chord? Or, you know, could you write something that sounds interesting using only one line, or maybe even just using one word of lyric? You know, just one word. See where it goes. And, or, you know, expanding on it further, can you make a song with only one note sound interesting? You know, that's a very good, well, I guess, you know, We Will Rock You is almost that. There are not a lot of notes in that song. You know, it's almost rap. And, you know, you can absolutely do something like that, I think. And, you know, I mean, guitar solos, you can play a great solo that's one note, you know, if you just approach it from the right angle. You know, I've done that exercise when I was trying to improve my lead guitar playing. You know, I can't remember where I picked this up, but someone, you know, advocated this. Just play a solo using one note and make it sound interesting. And it's a great exercise. So if you're a guitar player or you play any kind of solo instrument, try it. Try playing a solo with one note. It definitely expands your mind. And, you know, anyway, the point here is that I think is a great place to start. If you just, when you're starting to write a song, you just pare everything down as much as possible, whether it's your chord progression or your, you know, your melody or your words or whatever, and then see what interesting stuff you can come up with, and then you expand. You know, and sort of polish it and make it a little bit better. And that's what I did, you know. And the song that I started writing it's not just one chord. I actually added a couple more, but only after I had found something that sort of hooked me and I saw where the melody wanted to go. And then I saw, all right, so maybe I need to add like a couple more, just to, in order to, for the melody to reach its conclusion, which, you know, in this case, I felt that was necessary, but only after I had found something interesting within that one chord. So, you know, I think it's just a great place to start. You know, again, it takes you out of your comfort zone, but at the same time, it gets you away from the blank page syndrome, which is it is a real thing. It's so hard sometimes to sit down and have absolutely nothing. So, you know, that's the whole point of these little things. I love, you know, adding little things to my toolbox, little tips and tricks to help me get started. And this is one of those things. This is something that I added to my toolbox a while ago, and I wanted to share it with you. And, you know, I'd love to hear it. If you find this useful, by all means, let me know. Tell me. I'd love to hear from you in the comments or via email or via the contact form on my website. And if you go to onebadday.is, there are links there to Amazon and stuff that you, where you can, you know, if you go through those links, you'll be supporting this podcast financially, which is great. And also, you can buy my music on that website as well, which is obviously even better. Before I leave, I am my own sponsor on this show, so I'm going to leave you with a very special message from myself, and I will see you on the next episode. All right, thank you so much, and folk on, guys. Hey there, this is Avi from One Bad Day, shamelessly promoting my own music. I like to take that feeling when you've indulged too much, drunk dialed your ex, and fallen asleep in the bathtub wearing your finest suit, and put it to music. And I want to give you a couple of tracks for free. If you enjoy artists like Tom Waits, Nick Cave, and Neil Young, my music is going to dramatically enhance your life. You'll have a better appreciation for the world at large, get a better job, meet better people, and be at least 20% more productive. Okay, that might be overselling it a bit, but you get the picture. So, head on over to onebadday.rocks right now and get a couple of my songs for free. That's onebadday.rocks. You will be a better person for it. All right, folk on.
Your love will kill me, this I know. But don't let that stop you tonight. If this is a nightmare.